When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Speaking Podcast. This is not the dulcet sound of Bill Spadia, which I get it. You're probably upset.
Dulcet sounds like dreamy.
Is that- yeah, I would say dreamy. I think to the 75-year-old women that make up Bill's target demographic, he is quite dreamy. And I am joined, as always, by Jessica Gibson. I want to say nut.
I know. It's hard. It's very hard.
It's still hard to get to that. Jessica Gibson, Bill is on his way. He was late. He's actually one of his many jobs. He's a busboy at a small Greek-owned diner in Pleasantville.
So we've replaced him with a new host.
Right. So it's me and Jessica, and we're joined by Troy Moore, but we've talked to Troy Moore in the past. So just say hello, Troy. We've already plumbed your depths.
We've talked to him about who he will replace.
Right. There's not much left to figure out about you. But we're also joined by comedy show winner, the open mic
the
stage
winner, of Scotty's Pub in Springfield, New Jersey comedy competition.
Comedy Cove competition.
Pretty much a legend right here.
Right.
Yeah.
Chris
Estrella.
Estrella. That's what we were looking for because none of us could pronounce your last name.
It's a tricky one.
Chris, you won the contest, I think, on the strongest 5 minutes. I thought it was a complete set. What I really liked about yours was it was a single story told over 5 minutes that, first off, perfectly timed. I imagine you did a lot of that in the car on the drive over.
a lot of car practice.
Right. Yeah. Right. And secondly, it's a story that started small and then kept expanding out. I don't want to ruin it for anybody because, you know, is it on? Can somebody get that story if they go to, like, YouTube or something like that where they could see what we're talking about?
So that was one of the first times that I had actually been recorded. And John Hollywood, who works here, recorded it. And he actually just sent it to me this morning. So I actually don't have a YouTube page. I'm still pretty new to stand-up. But, you know, I'm still kind of figuring out the steps to take in order to go in that direction. So no, the only way to see it is to come see live.
Yeah. All right, so if you're hearing this right now and you want to see the show on Tuesday, travel back in time. Figure out a way. Bill knows a time traveler. This is your invite to
we
come.
We sent you an invitation on Tuesday to come.
Right, we sent you. Well, we sent
so
it.
Actually, you got it.
We actually sent it to you tomorrow.
Yeah.
So we expect to see you there on Tuesday. So I did like, number one, it was clean. We very much like that as compared to some of the other stuff that, you know, a lot of people seem to be doing a complete gynecological exam while they were on stage. So yours was clean, it was focused, and it was a story that expanded out. Now, when I was telling my wife about this, she said, oh, he must be a teacher. And I'll be honest, I missed that part in the beginning. Are you a teacher?
So, no, I'm not. Actually, the reason I was there, I have a bunch of friends who are teachers. And that was pretty much the way I described in the story. I help them out, and I kind of make a couple bucks on Saturdays by proctoring the SAT.
We have a couple new sponsors in 2018. Rob Dukansky of RE/MAX First Advantage. You can reach him at 855-350-1015 or online at robsellsnj.com. True story, Rob sold my house in 3 days. I spent a lot of time in real estate. I'm a licensed broker in a few states, and I can tell you, Rob Dukansky is the best. We're happy to have him on board, Speaking Millennial. Our other big sponsor for 2018, CSI Group. The CSI Group, you can reach them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS or csicpa.com. This is a family business, but they've got locations all over New York and New Jersey, and I'm going to tell you, taxes are too complicated to go it alone. Don't think that you're going to go online and just plug and play and get it done. You don't want to have a letter from the IRS a couple years after you file your taxes and find out you made a big mistake. And the CSI Group will give you a free consultation. So all you got to do is call them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS and they will help you out. Remember, you don't know what you don't know. I'm happy to talk about one of our sponsors, great sponsor, good friend, Vinny Brand, owns the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. The website is stressfactory.com. Vinny Brand runs one of the great comedy clubs, honestly, in the country. Not only does he have A-list comics coming in almost every single week, but the show is great. The food is fantastic. The staff, the service, there's parking right next door. If you've not discovered the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, you've got to get there. Go to stressfactory.com and buy your tickets. It's a great night out, reasonable cost, absolutely hilarious entertainment, great food and hospitality. Stressfactory.com.
Looking for a car, new or used? This is Jay Black to tell you there's no better destination than our friends at the Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands. Located on Route 202 and 31 in Flemington and at Flemington.com. Here you will find 16 automotive brands plus over 500 available certified pre-owned vehicles to fit every budget. You'll get the financing, the trade-in value, and the credit you need, and dependable vehicle service maintenance that delivers peace of mind. Choose from Ford, Lincoln, Audi, Volkswagen, Porsche, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Infiniti, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, BMW, and Subaru. Shop them all, knowing every Flemington Car and Truck Country location has earned the coveted dealer-rated customer satisfaction award for 2017 based on your reviews. The Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, an honest, straightforward organization that has been satisfying customers for over 40 years. Family, independent, not corporate. Visit any of their 8 dealership locations on routes 202 and 31 in Flemington or at Flemington.com. There's a lot of really cool stuff about our new sponsor, Tito's Handmade Vodka. And I could tell you about all of it. I could tell you how great it tastes. I could tell you how it's the best way to relax after a hard day. I could tell you that it's distilled from corn, so it's gluten-free. I could tell you that it's made right here in America, in Texas. And not just Texas, the best part of Texas, Austin. It's the best part of Texas. I tell you the thing I love most about Tito's Handmade Vodka. They use old-fashioned pot stills and they taste test every batch. It's the same way that they make fine single malt scotches and high-end French cognac. Why is this amazing? Well, it's amazing because, as John F. Kennedy said, we don't go to the moon because it's easy. We go to the moon because it's hard. And this is a harder way to make vodka, but it makes for better vodka. That's why it's handmade vodka, and that's why you got to go out and get Tito's Handmade Vodka right now.
By the way, that's Gene Nagel, voice in the background.
How
the
are
owner
you?
Of the Comedy Cove. Now, Chris, did you come out of the Comedy Cove system? Do you come here often?
Yeah, I'd say I'm here you know, a couple times a month for the open mics on Wednesdays. So
I see your wife was on the way in. She was sitting with you.
Yeah.
My wife is disgusted by me and does not come to any of my shows. I think she actively hates the fact that I do stand-up comedy, that I know stand-up comics. She hates Troy Moore, which I agree with her. And I'll be 100%. She's not a fan of Troy Moore. She's not a fan of mine.
Who is?
Your wife still seems interested in you doing stand-up and slightly supportive. What's that like?
So this is actually only the third time that she's ever seen me perform. So the second time was the contest, and then she had seen me, I guess, late November, early December. That was the first time. So I'd done it for about a year before she had even come.
And she supports you? She likes it? She likes that you're doing it? Or does she tolerate it?
She supports it. I think when I kind of stretch the boundaries of how many nights a week I'm out of the house, she gets a little frustrated.
Kids?
No.
Okay.
No.
Honestly, do not have kids. any kids ever.
She a boyfriend?
Yeah. not that I know of. Right. I mean, I don't think
so. How would you know?
But I am out 2 or 3 nights a week.
Chris, second bit of advice, let her have one.
Yeah, yeah.
If you want to do this, give her something that keeps her occupied, maybe gives her some kids, you can go out and enjoy yourself. Yeah. Because this, I don't want to be cynical or come down hard on comedy, but it is the worst profession that ever existed, and everybody in it is broken.
Okay.
Are you aware of this?
I've seen the depths to a certain extent. Yeah.
Gene is huffing. He's not seen the depths, has he, Gene? No.
How long have you known Gene for?
About a year, 10 months or so.
Yeah. Like that, yeah.
You know.
What do you think of his performance?
I loved it. I mean, I loved him when he does it on an open mic. But he had to be more structured and stay to his time and play to an audience for the competition, and he rose to the occasion.
Yes.
He absolutely rose to the occasion.
It's actually one of those...
open mic is batting practice.
Right.
Right? You can whiff a couple. It doesn't mean anything.
Right.
But when you show up with an audience, you gotta deliver.
And that's a real audience and not just comics in the room. That's absolutely true. And I would say sometimes the structure, sometimes keeping it to 5 minutes actually makes it better. Because you're not necessarily, you have to think about, well, what's the most important part of what I'm saying here, mm-hmm. and not just ramble on and on. Mm-hmm.
I was so nervous for you before the competition because I thought your whole family was sitting there.
Yeah.
And I was like, how will he focus if all of his parents are just like there cheering him on?
Yeah, all seven of my parents were not.
Do they know you do this?
So actually, I told my parents about a month ago that I was doing open mics and everything, and then that's pretty much it. There's only really five or six people who know.
You've been treating it like coming out of the closet. In all honesty, it's like, well, there's Bill Spadia. Oh. The dulcet tone of Bill Spadia, everybody.
What does dulcet mean? What does dulcet mean?
Dulcet, it means it comes from the Italian for sweet.
Glad you're here tonight.
Dulce.
Dulce. So it's dulcet.
It's nice.
Dulcet means sweet sounding.
Yeah. I mean,
is that the sound of my voice?
I said the dulcet sound of Bill Spadia.
Nice, that was a nice compliment.
Like, it sounds dreamy.
I wasn't sure. Aren't you supposed to follow that with not that there's anything wrong with that?
My voice sounds like a sinus infection came to life.
Wait, what does your family think of you doing stand up? Because we were talking about Chris's family just discovering a month ago.
It took a while for it to grow on the kids.
Maybe we move in a little closer, Bill.
It took a little while. I think there's a positive energy now. Not that they're ever at any shows.
Right.
Am I all right?
Well, doesn't your son work at a comedy club?
All right, so Michael worked at the Stress Factory for, I think he was there for almost a year.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it. Did stand up. You were there?
Yeah, I was there.
You were a witness to that.
I was there to his first ever show.
Right?
Yeah.
You introduced him, Troy.
Yeah, yeah.
So how did he do? Yeah. He did great. He had a 3-minute set at Ryder. Mm-hmm. There were 300.
Rowan. Ryder doesn't pay me shit.
Ryder. Every time I think of Ryder, I think of Chick-fil-A. That's what comes into my head.
Because they both hate gays?
Just stop.
Is that why? I'm just trying to figure out.
Hey, bro, already, Jay.
I'm just trying to figure out what it is.
So Michael worked at the Stress Factory and then wanted to try stand-up, wrote a set, went to Rowan. Didn't realize there were 300 people there until after it was over. And I'm like, you know, there were 300 people there.
Wow.
He's like, wait, there were 300 people
there? 300 people there?
Yeah, it's huge.
I know.
He did all right, though. And I said, now, I have played that for family and company.
Right. And he did great.
Because my daughter, Kim, she tanked it. So at awkward moments during family dinners, every once in a while, I'm like, hey, you know, Michael did stand-up. And I pull it out.
Yeah.
How inappropriate is that?
Not inappropriate at all.
It embarrasses the hell
out. No, it shouldn't. Yeah.
So he wants to do it again.
Right.
So the family has embraced the whole stand-up thing.
Right.
What about Jody? Do you think she'll ever come out and watch?
Oh, wait. So Jody said this. So I have a new little piece I'm going to try tonight. And I tell it to her. And she's like, that's funny. That's funny. Like, oh, my God. I'm like, no, you didn't laugh.
She's like, no, I understand. Comic, where you sit in the back and you don't laugh. Yeah. But you don't laugh. That's funny.
That's funny.
That's not funny.
Can I tell you what my wife does literally every time I tell her anything about comedy? Bill, you be me. Let's do a little role play.
All right,
I'm you. Tell me I just got a gig. Like, I just got a big gig.
I just got the best gig. You're not going to believe it.
I hate stand-up comedy. Every time. That's it. Every time.
Chris, that's what Jay was saying while everyone was on the stage.
You know what, Chris? Actually, you should leave right now.
Yeah.
All right. Do not even pursue this. This is it.
I'll tell you why she hates stand-up comedy. Why I hate stand-up comedy is much more involved and it would take too long. I don't want to have a decursive long discussion. She hates stand-up comedy because stand-up comedy is more addictive than any drug I've ever tried. And when you get that look in your eyes,
I
listened to that Garth Brooks song, Rodeo, and I just changed the word to comedy. Mm-hmm. Because it feels the same way.
Troy's got that look right now.
Yeah,
he's got that killer look. Like I am going to get a mic tonight at some point.
It sounds like you're doing the wrong drugs, though.
Oh, believe me, Chris.
See that? I think that's a valid point.
I've tried all of the right drugs, and I can tell you this is the only one that doesn't cost me money.
Wow. Yeah. Then pass the straw.
Was that?
So speaking of that, let's talk.
Speaking
practical.
Of drugs, you brought some, Bill. Let's go.
I did not bring any drugs. And now I've lost thread of what I was going to say.
Before we get going, you need to say...
I don't know. I don't know. Are we coming... A little bit of business.
Did you switch topics?
I did.
All right.
I did, and I don't know what, because my brain jumped.
The end.
It's been a long day. I got up at 3:45.
Yes.
And I had to rewrite part of the new stuff at like 5 o'clock tonight.
Oh. For chasing?
Yeah, because I'm like, we're doing the final taping of the show, and I'm reading the scripts, and I'm like, it doesn't work, and I'm, you know, I exhaust myself. So I had a choice. I'm like, do I stay and just say it and just shut up and just be done? And I couldn't do it. The voice in my head is so loud. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. The voice in your head, it's yelling,
tells you to
murder
everybody all the time. I don't have that one.
To make it quiet.
No, I have the rewrite this. You're going to look stupid. No. You can't say that. Don't say that. It's bad. It's bad.
What was bad about it?
I don't know. It's all gone.
It felt inauthentic?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
And unbalanced.
Yes. Yes.
Look at that, huh?
That's because I have microphones.
Because he no longer does drugs.
I have microphones in every corner of Bill's house, just so I can monitor what's going on.
Oh, God.
I've got to make sure everything's going well. Jessica. That would be creepy.
Speaking of that.
Just Bill.
Yeah, not.
But that would be creepy.
That's not creepy at all.
Actually, it was creepy even with me.
No.
I still think it's creepy if Jay is like leaving the parking lot at the same time I am. I'm like, are you going in their car, or are you just
the problem is he doesn't do that. He follows like 7 feet behind you.
Yeah, so
that's
creepy.
What's creepy. Yeah,
I'm like everybody's sad shadow.
I am. When does this drop?
Was that?
When does this podcast
I'm
drop?
I'm figuring next Wednesday.
All right, so the day before this drop, so yesterday.
Yeah.
I got all new cameras installed in my house, and the family's not so sure they're happy.
Oh.
Did Jay do those?
Yeah.
Right,
Jay, no, not for free.
Right. That's why I got to keep Jay away.
I'm rewatching The Sopranos. I'm on season 3, and you think, like, people did not have security cameras back at that time, and it was very recently.
Right. Right. You get away with anything.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen, like, because of the dead deer.
Right.
The head.
I've heard, yes.
I don't believe that until I saw the video.
Right.
And I thought your dog was too old to like sustain chasing down, I don't know.
I'm in my office and I'm paying you guys, as a matter of fact. That's what I was doing. I was processing podcast stuff.
Oh, right. We get paid $40,000 an episode. A lot of people.
And I hear, oh my God. Dad. I'm like, what the hell just happened? Like something happened clearly. You can tell with the tone of the voice. So I walk out and at the deck door, there's the dog, who's like 100, with this deer head that is literally this big, and it is severed, like cleanly severed.
Holy shit.
So,
what town do you live in?
Right? Think about that.
I live in Princeton,
right? I know. Yeah. So, I'm like, that's definitely not good. So, I say to my son, like, you stay here, keep the dog occupied. I am going to go around the house and try to coax the head out of her mouth. Now she's like 14.
What is the name of where they cut off the chicken heads? The religion?
Haiti voodoo.
Starts with an S.
Shakira.
Yes.
Shaka Khan.
So I go outside. It takes me 20. I'm like, I'm ready to wrap up, go to bed. It's like 10 o'clock at night, and I look at this thing, and it's fresh. Like there's blood. Like I'm like.
Did you talk about this on the radio?
I did.
Oh my god!
Then I posted the video
at 6 a.m.
Right? Well, no. So listen, it gets weird. It takes me 20 minutes to coax the dog into dropping the head.
Oh my god!
So then I'm like, deer are disgusting. So what am I going to do with this thing? I don't want to pick it up. I have gloves. So I grab my outside broom that I used to sweep the driveway. Outside of
Democratic literature. You just move on.
So I push broom the head off the driveway, and then I like hockey stick it into the woods.
Yeah.
But I see where it is. iPhone is out.
God.
And I'm like, there's the head. I'm coming back tomorrow because I need to understand how a cleanly severed deer head ended up in my backyard because it's fenced in.
Yeah, I thought your dog was like nearly at the end of his life where he could not.
Callie's almost at the end. Yeah, she
get,
is almost.
Get the end of her energy up to her carry whole, a big
saw,
heavy
right?
deer head.
So her whole body is moving. She's like, Dad, look
a
what
big,
I got.
A big heavy deer
so
head.
So my son thought it was a fox because it was so big.
Like a whole animal.
A whole animal. And he's like, Callie, kill the fox. It's her first kill.
Right.
And we were. There was pride in that moment, right? We had this pride, father and son, like,
nicely done.
And I'm like, Michael, that's a deer head.
Right.
So the best line I heard on Twitter was, you better give Johnny Fontaine that part.
That was good.
I couldn't figure out how to get that line out.
My dad is thrilled somewhere.
Long story short.
Good one.
I get several calls after the radio show that next morning. I tell them that. I go home. The head's gone.
Hmm.
So we don't know what happened to the head.
Okay, so a couple of things here.
All right, let's go.
Number one, I think the proper thing to do is if there's a dead deer head in your house, is burn down the house, never go back. I think that's number one. You got insurance,
right? Came through like some kind of a. Who was it talking to us about the portal? in the backyard.
What portal?
What?
You know I've had some strange guests.
Like
show,
a
right?
down like down a down time traveler?
Time yeah. Caps, I had some medium on. It was something. After the medium.
I don't know the name of the
Who's your friend that you love, the medium?
Time traveler.
I don't know. It was time traveler guy.
Yeah.
The time traveler
was
guy?
It?
I don't know. It was somebody that talked about how the deer are aware of where the portals
Why
are.
Why do you have so much horse shit on your show? Why do you do this, Bill?
I take a little offense at it.
No, I'm just talking about the medium.
It's entertainment.
That is horse shit.
Is it Cindy Garza? Is that her name?
No, that name doesn't ring a bell.
I wasn't there the day.
You guys.
You were there how Maddie was that day.
Yeah, no, I wasn't there. I wasn't there.
You were not there?
No.
His face. I bring the medium in. And I want to have like a fight.
I can't believe you don't remember her name.
Now, hang on. I'm looking it up right now.
It's
Fakey Fakenstein.
No, I want
to. It's actually just Fakey Faken.
So I wanted to have.
She dropped the stone.
I got to come back on the show.
I'm dying to
with Wayne.
Thank you. You remember. Yes.
Hoffman.
Yeah. So Jessica remembers. See that?
Right.
But we don't know the girl's name.
Right.
So Wayne Hoffman is now married to Caitlin
Schoffel.
Oh. No.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Schoffel. We just had a baby.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Caitlin.
Caitlin, congratulations.
Wayne is a mentalist. So this dude literally can read your mind.
Yeah, no, that stuff is, it's a trick.
He pulled out the street name of some place I was at.
No,
I was shoot.
But he doesn't. He
anyway,
doesn't claim any powers.
Is,
he just claims a trick.
Is, I know. The point is, I wanted to have the mentalist and the medium.
Right.
Like, have a battle. Like, I wanted him to read the spirits in the room.
Right.
Did you bring them to your house to go to where you found
them? Well, now I want to.
No,
this is
what, yeah,
exactly, what, Chris. This is exactly what I want to do now.
You should just get some crystals and smudge the place.
So, I had animal control at the house. Nobody anywhere. He went through the wood. Like, there's no deer
Get
body.
The medium to talk to
so
the
wait,
dead deer.
This is what I'm thinking. So we thought at first maybe it was a turkey vulture.
Yeah, it was portaled.
However, the turkey vulture, apparently their claws, the talons, if you will, too small.
Oh.
The size of the head was like this. So, and it's fenced, so it could have been a fox. So the latest theory I have is a hunter without a license just severed the head because he didn't want to bring the whole deer with the head.
Right.
I guess the deer, they're tagged. I don't know.
Or maybe
I'm not a hunter. So.
Maybe the deer fell in with the wrong crowd.
I was thinking that.
He got in deep with the mob.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was like a samurai sword.
Wait, the deer had
oh,
got
a fat
into...
Nerd did it then.
But how did it got in my backyard.
It got into a fenced-in backyard.
Exactly. See why I'm a little concerned?
Yeah.
Hence, back to the original point. Yesterday, I got new security cameras in the house.
Gotcha.
And I'm covering the perimeter. Because now I'm like, I want to see what shit's going on at night.
How does this work into your comedy routine?
I don't think it does.
We're going to find out.
I think this is just my...
Minutes.
You're just reliving my saga.
Maybe it's a goth deer that committed suicide.
Yeah.
Did you hear the cure? Was the cure playing at any point?
All right. How old is Callie?
Where was Phil Murphy?
Callie, maybe... Yeah. Right? Where was Phil Murphy?
Saw you salting the road.
Callie, maybe
18
14.
Cents a mile.
So we rescued two dogs, Callie and Rusty. Rusty died a couple years ago.
Yeah.
We don't know how old they are, but Callie's... I mean, she's been with us 11, 12 years.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
So she's got to be 14 or 15.
Right. So you
And still wagging her tail. Like, go,
you ran to a burning building and... What'd you do?
Interesting. No, we just somebody didn't want her, and we told her.
Okay.
Yeah, it's funny. I never thought of that. We abused the term rescue.
It's abused.
Right. It's not really a rescue, is it?
No, it's not. I picked them up.
We pretty much took a dog that somebody else didn't want.
Yeah.
You know what? Thank you, Gene, for bringing me
right
down to
earth.
Yeah,
you know what? It's kind of offensive if you say it about a dog. Also offensive if you say it about an adoption of like an actual human. There's no way to say rescue that doesn't sound bad. Like if you
do you say that
if
like
I introduce
is that a thing I don't have kids
if I had a little Asian girl here and you were like oh Jay what's this and I was like oh no this is
well,
this is Su Tan
village in China
this is
I would
Su
say
Tan.
Yes you rescued her
this is she's a rescue like if I said that you'd be like oh geez Jay no
I almost feel like adopting a little girl just to say that.
And, oh, then, you can
I'm
be passive-aggressive
right?
yeah. towards people that actually had their own children.
Yeah.
Right, but like,
yeah.
well, I
He's
rescued
yeah.
this
I rescued this, this
What
tiny.
Did you do?
Where's,
so selfish
where's
bastard.
Our
I rescued
where's our rescue center?
Right. Or how about this? I don't know who rescued who, really. I feel like she may have rescued me.
Wow. That's, wow.
From having to make my own shoes.
That's Ooh. Nice.
Right Nicely done. Nicely
All right,
done,
so
everybody.
Can we talk a little business? So, Jessica, you're going to bring me up.
Right.
You're going to bring Chris up.
You're going up first?
I'm
going to
go first.
Okay.
And then Troy, and then Jay.
Yes.
Let's get time. Well, when we get off, let's get times, okay?
Okay, I'm thinking 15 from Jessica, Four from you, Bill.
I got 15.
You should cut my 30.
Now that you've heard my whole
story. You can tell Bill he has four, and then he'll go
Troy,
for 24.
You just get up, look at the audience, and get down without saying anything.
Just give a hair a pat.
2 hours.
Yeah. So my
you're going to do 2 hours.
Yeah, so longest I ever did was 2 hours.
I thought you brought Troy so you didn't have to do.
Okay, do you want to do 10? Do you want to do 15? It's up to you.
No, let's do it. Let's do 15.
All right. So I'll do, so what we should do is 15, 15, 15, 30.
We can do that. We can do that.
Unless you don't want to do that.
No, I'm fine with whatever.
I got 15.
I also
I'm just kidding. I do not have 15.
Jessica's going to introduce me.
Yeah.
Then Chris.
Okay.
Then Troy.
So she's not going to do any real time. She's gonna,
right.
Yeah, just get just warm the audience a little bit.
Nothing real.
Yeah. Make them, yeah.
I'm going to do a hair flip.
Jessica's our, you are cold and still sober, and we're going to get you going.
Okay. I got that part.
All right.
So everybody's going to get a light with 1 minute to go.
Sounds good. Right. I will and blow then, right and, through and, that
wait,
light.
Wait, do you agree with that?
Here's the deal. At the end, I mean, you're closing it.
Right.
So if they're with you, do what you want. I'll just let you know where you are.
The only thing I would say...
I feel like just we're going to start 5 minutes late. Right.
The only thing I would say to Chris, just as... And this is comedy advice that I would give anybody, which is... If you feel like you know, do you have 15? Like, have you done 15 before? Because
I've never done more than an open mic before.
To me, I would just do 10.
Yeah.
Always err on the side of short.
The conversation we had for the competition.
Yeah.
If you're finished,
huge.
Yeah. You're finished.
Yeah.
You don't strong and get off.
I miss what you said. Yeah.
Don't start something over again.
Oh, I love that we're still. I didn't realize we were still.
Yeah.
See, I forget there's a mic on.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
We walk around with one all the time.
This is the thing. But I agree. I think that Chris's five at the competition. First of all, you were the only guy out of 15 that actually ended on time.
Right.
Some of them were disqualified. Like, the fact that Jessica had to get up and stand by the stage, like, and there were lighting or blinking. Like, come on, guys.
I feel like
and it's not like they were in the middle of a bit.
My notes on the comics, I hope no one ever reads them. Yeah, because I got so angry. I was apoplectic.
You were so angry.
I get angry when somebody
you
does it.
You actually at one point said, I hate stand-up.
Yeah. Here's the thing.
Did you hear that?
That's what I said, yeah.
Going long, number one, is the worst thing anybody can do. And I think it goes...
Well, correct.
Comic who goes long, Adolf Hitler, comic who goes short. That's the top three. So... If I have a...
Why is short bad?
No, short is
short's
like...
Not bad.
If I'm doing a two-man show and it's got to go 90 minutes and the guy in front of me, the crowd 15. Is crappy, does 15,
you're
I'm
pissed.
Mad at that. I'm not mad if somebody goes like 9 when they were supposed to go 10 because they got a big pop. I'm just talking they didn't do their job. The other way is worse, though. If the crowd is hot and the feature gets... You can tell a guy who hasn't featured. He walks up and he gets that first big pop and his eyes get wide. And I go, ah, shit, he's going 15 minutes over. And then the crowd, it needs to follow a flow.
Right.
And if that feature does 45 and then they go, all right, now here's your headliner. Like, now I'm cutting down to 30 because I don't want it to go super long. And the crowd, I think, doesn't know it, but they can sense that there's something off.
I agree.
The guy that gets the light and then drops dead in his tracks.
Right.
I tell him, listen, you're going to get the light.
Yeah.
If you're finishing a joke, you need 15 seconds, just take it.
Right.
Don't start a new one with
or don't mention it. What's that thing?
Don't mention it.
Is that the light, Gene?
Is that the light?
Gene, is that the light?
That's horrible.
What do we have? I think we had three that went over that were disqualified. Yeah,
right. And I was...
But they went over long.
You were so...
Again, it wasn't like 10 seconds. They went over long.
No, like a minute and a half.
They kept starting a new joke.
Right. You don't do that. But I agree. I think your five was so strong, and I would lead with that. Like, that was just a punch in the face. It was great. It was really good.
Appreciate it.
All right. I think we should probably wrap up.
So I err on the short side of 15.
Yeah.
Are we wrapping up?
Are we done?
How do you say your last name, Chris?
It's Estrella.
Okay.
I think you said it right.
Yeah, no. I think
the
so.
The first time you said it so wrong.
See, I speak a little Italian.
Estrella. I think you would.
Yeah.
I was nervous, okay?
You're entitled. You're entitled.
This is the second time, though, I think I just got it. Yeah. I appreciate it.
I speak a little Italian, and I believe Estrella means astronaut jello.
Astronaut jello.
Astronaut jello. Like, they're up in space and they need to eat jello.
It's like the Tom and Jerry comic, too.
Thank you to Gene Nagel and the Comedy Cove to indulging us for now the second podcast?
This is fun, yeah.
We're doing third tomorrow, Gene.
We're doing another one tomorrow.
This is a third.
This is our third podcast here. Thank you, Gene. All right, good luck, Chris. Thank you, guys. Remember, follow me on Twitter at Bill Spadia. Follow Jessica at Chasing Jess Nut. Follow Troy. Troy, where are you
at? @Troy_Moore.
And find me at www.astronautjello.org.
Thanks.
I love that.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.